Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Heinkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Just a bit of housekeeping before the reflection today. If you would like a reminder of the reflection that I share with you each day in your mailbox, simply go over to Spotify and sign up for a free subscription. Each morning or each day, you will receive an email with a link to the reflection. You can unsubscribe at any time. Thank you. Today is Saturday of the 13th week in Ordinary Time. Today we celebrate Independence Day in the United States, July 4th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew. When Matthew writes, "The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, 'Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?' Jesus answered them, 'Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast.'" There is something deeply human about the question the disciples of John ask Jesus. Why do we and the Pharisees fast so much, but your disciples do not fast? It's not merely a question about food. It's a question about religion itself. Why do some people feel burdened while others seem joyful? Why does faith sometimes feel heavy, while at other times it feels alive with freedom? Why do some souls appear anxious in holiness, while others radiate peace? Jesus answers with an image that changes everything. Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? In other words, how can they fast while love itself is standing among them? The spiritual life is not first about discipline. It is first about relationship. The disciples are fasting because they have discovered the heart of God walking beside them. They are not rejecting sacrifice. They are simply overwhelmed by presence. Joy has interrupted ritual. Grace has entered history. And that matters profoundly for us, especially as we celebrate the days surrounding Independence Day. Our nation celebrates freedom with fireworks, songs, parades, and gatherings. Yet the gospel quietly asks a deeper question. What does it mean to be truly free? Many people imagine freedom as the absence of restraint, the ability to do whatever one wants, to answer to no one. But the gospel reveals something far more beautiful. True freedom is not found in self-indulgence. It is found in communion. A person is most free not when they belong to nobody, but when they belong completely to love. That is why the saints were free even in prisons, why martyrs sang while dying, why Saint Francis of Assisi could renounce wealth and become radiant with joy, while contemplatives hidden in monasteries often possess more interior freedom than those who own entire empires. Christ frees us from the tyranny of the self, false self, the endless hunger for control, approval, success, and possession. The Pharisees in this gospel had become attached to the form of religion while missing its heart. Fasting itself was holy. Jesus fasted. The church fasts. Sacrifice matters. But sacrifice without love becomes performance. The bridegroom had arrived, and they were still counting rules. How often do we do the same? We can become so preoccupied with proving ourselves spiritually that we forget simply to remain with Christ. Prayer becomes obligation instead of encounter. Mass becomes routine instead of wonder. Religion becomes anxiety instead of communion. Yet Jesus does not come to enslave the human heart. He comes to restore it. The Christian life is ultimately bridal. The soul is invited into union with God. This is why contemplation matters so deeply. Contemplative prayer is not doing something for God. It is consenting to be loved. It is resting near the bridegroom. And when a person truly encounters Christ, not merely ideas about him, but his living presence, something changes quietly within. The compulsions loosen. Fear softens. The need to constantly defend oneself fades. The one to live from belovedness instead of performance. That is freedom. There is an old story from the early Desert Fathers about a monk who spent years trying to conquer every weakness through severe fasting and discipline. He became respected, admired, and outwardly holy, but inwardly he remained restless. One evening, exhausted, he wandered into the desert and collapsed beneath the stars. He could no longer pray eloquently. He could no longer strive. He simply whispered, "Lord, I do not know how to love you." And in the silence of the desert came the realization that changed his life. You do not begin by loving me perfectly. You begin by allowing me to love you. From that moment forward, his spirituality became gentler, deeper, freer. His fasting remained, but now it flowed from love rather than fear. That is what Jesus is teaching in today's gospel. The bridegroom has come near. Christianity is not fundamentally the story of humanity searching for God. It is the story of God searching for humanity. And when we discover him near us, especially in the Eucharist, in silence, in Scripture, in the poor, in the hidden moments of ordinary life, our hearts begin to awaken with joy. Then, fasting itself changes meaning. We no longer sacrifice in order to earn God's affection. We sacrifice because love always longs to make room for the beloved. Even mourning becomes transformed. Jesus says, "The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." Every Christian life eventually enters seasons of absence, times when God feels distant, when prayer feels dry, when grief settles heavily upon the soul. But even then, fasting becomes longing for union, like lovers separated for a time. The contemplative saints understood this mystery well. Sometimes God hides himself not to abandon us, but to deepen our desire for him. And so the spiritual life becomes a rhythm of fasting and feasting, presence and longing, joy and ache. But beneath it all remains the same truth. The bridegroom has claimed us, and that changes everything. As our nation celebrates freedom this weekend, perhaps the gospel invites us to examine our hearts honestly. What still enslaves me? Fear, resentment, approval, addiction to noise, control, bitterness, pride. And where is Christ inviting me into a deeper freedom through love? The greatest revolution in human history was not political, it was the incarnation. God entered the human condition so that humanity might become fully alive. And fully alive souls are free, not free from suffering, not free from sacrifice, but free from despair, because the bridegroom remains with them. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, bridegroom of the soul, you came not to burden us, but to awaken us. Teach us the freedom that flows from your presence. When religion becomes heavy, remind us of joy. When sacrifice becomes empty, fill it again with love. Free us from the chains we have within ourselves, fear, pride, bitterness, and restless striving. Teach us to fast with longing, to pray with trust, and to live as beloved children of the Father. As we celebrate earthly freedom, lead us into the deeper freedom of the gospel, the freedom to love completely, to surrender joyfully, and to rest in you. For you are the bridegroom who never abandons his people. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we break open a passage from one of the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.